here's a story from The World.
Cinema in West Africa has caught the eyes of Hollywood. The Academy Awards are not till April, but Oscar committee members will make their decision soon about which films will get nominations. There's already a shortlist, though, and a new movie by Philippe Lacote from the Ivory Coast has made the cut for Best International Feature, one of two African directors on that shortlist. Lacote's film is a story about storytelling in an unexpected place. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikandi reports.
When French Ivorian director Philippe Lacote was a child, he remembers traveling to the famous Lamaka prison in the Ivory Coast's largest city, Abidjan.
Lamaka was a familiar place for me.
He would visit every weekend because his mother was being held there as a political prisoner. Lacote remembers observing the inmates with fascination.
I had this strong image of Lamaka. As a director, I work with my emotion. I work with my memory. I work with my feelings.
Those early impressions of Lamaka prison form the basis of his latest feature film, Night of the Kings. It tells the story of a new arrival to the prison. He's a young pickpocketer who is selected as the new Roman, a storyteller who must entertain the inmates at night. It's based on a real tradition at the prison.
My goal was to observe this society of prisoners as a complete society. A society with a government, with a law, with his beliefs.
Roman is played by a first-time actor, Kone Bakari. In one early scene, he's been dressed up in nice clothes. Inmates crowd around him in a circle, pressuring him to tell them a story.
Il a choisi un nouveau roman. Quelle histoire, Roman, Popo? L'amour prend quelle couleur dans son bébé?
What story will the new Roman tell, one inmate asks. Will it be one of hope or sadness? Will it be bitter or sweet? As Roman begins to tell a story of an outlaw named Zama King, he soon realizes there's more to this prison ritual than meets the eye. He will die if the story ends before dawn. It's a familiar and ancient tale, explained Lacote.
I didn't create this story. It's Scheherazade, Arabian Nights. It's the same situation.
It's a classic story of Arabian Nights, he said. Lacote also drew from the West African tradition of the griot, who is both a storyteller and a historian of culture.
I wanted to pay a sort of tribute to the griot. And the griot is very important for me because he had to say something about mystical things, about cultural things in Ivory Coast.
Lacote said the border between the real and the magical is thin in the griot tradition. In the film, Roman weaves between ancient mythology and the more recent history of the Ivory Coast electoral violence. In a bid for survival, he extends his story into the night. As Roman narrates, the inmates accentuate his tale with dancing and singing. Many of them, Lacote said, were played by real former prisoners. He said they made the film more realistic.
We use the experience to make it visually, and they help us a lot in small details.
For Lacote, this film is also a political statement. Prisons, he says, are rarely associated with creativity or storytelling.
It was very important for me to say that politically, poetry can come from everywhere. Telling stories can come from everywhere, even from prison.
Night of the Kings is in French, but it's already gaining a lot of attention in the United States. Last week, it was released in select theaters and is now streaming online. The final nominees for the Oscars will be announced later this month. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Nairobi.